I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. With a father under police suspicion for leaving his child in a hot car, a child who died, a look beyond the criminal angle at how easily parents, any parents, can accidentally do the unthinkable. Let's get started. Breaking news in a story that many people in this country have been talking about, the death of a toddler trapped in his car seat, locked in a hot car outside Atlanta, Georgia, left in the car by his own father. The child, 22 months old, his name, Cooper Harris. Cooper was left in the back of the family SUV for 7 hours in the hot Georgia sun and died. Police in Cobb County, Georgia, charged the father, Justin Harris, with murder in the death of his son. Tonight, we know more about the chain of evidence that may have led them to arrest him. Authorities have apparently seized computers from his father's office. It allegedly has a search history on it that raises questions and certainly suspicions. Let's get the latest now from Martin Savage, who joins us from outside Atlanta. So what do we know now, Martin?
Evening, Anderson. Yeah, a source close to the investigation has spoken to HLN's Nancy Grace and says that, as you point out there were a number of computers, work computers for the father, that have now been seized and apparently investigated. And that source says on one of those computers there was a search that specifically was looking for how long it takes for an animal to die in a hot car. Now, that would seem like an electronic smoking gun. However, it's quite clear to authorities they already felt that the father's excuse or explanation that this was an accident was unraveling. They felt that because just one look at the route he claims to have taken would show you that. We found that ourselves.
According to the investigative narrative, the day that the baby dies begins here, when the father and son are seen at this restaurant, and the father is seen placing the 22-month-old baby into the back seat of his car, into a child seat. They don't say how investigators saw that, whether it's by closed-circuit television or some eyewitness. But the clear point here is that father and son are interacting. The father knows he has the child, and he's going to drive to work. Let me point out something. Those white buildings just in the distance, that's work. So let's do the drive. So what I've done is reset the odometer, so we could basically see just how far a drive is it. All right, we're just about at his workspace. We can't drive on the property. It's 0.6 miles, obviously just over half a mile, and less than 5 minutes. That's the building where Justin Harris works, and apparently what police are trying to imply here is that, well, how did you know you had a child just down the road, but apparently less than 5 minutes later you forget that you have a child. And instead the father goes into work. The next time authorities say that he is seen, they don't say whether on video or whether it's by an eyewitness, he is coming out and opens the driver's door of the car, but then goes back into work. And then the next reference they make to him is when he gets in the vehicle and leaves. Now, we don't know the exact route that the father took after he left work, but we do know where he ended up, and it's just a little bit down here. All right, so this is the last stop, and this is really the horrible realization. We've gone 2.3 miles. Again, we don't know this specific route, but it's taken us a little over 10 minutes to get here. This is the shopping center where, according to authorities, the father pulls over. It's also where the witnesses say it became very obvious that something was terribly wrong.
Hopped out of the driver's seat, opened the back door, pulled his child out, laid him on the concrete, tried to resuscitate him.
He just screamed, "What have I done?" loudly. Obviously, it was a bit dramatic, you know, hands in the air, looking up towards the sky. "What have I done?" type of thing.
Just horrible. Martin, that computer that's allegedly been confiscated, how potentially damaging could that evidence be if, in fact, there is search history and he did actually search? Again, this is based on one source, but if he did search for how long it takes an animal to die in a hot car.
Yeah, it certainly sounds very damning, but I'll point out a couple of things. One, we don't know whether somebody else could have had access to that computer. We don't know exactly when that search might have been conducted. Was it days before? Was it weeks before? Was it months before? And then on top of that, the other thing is I should point out that there have been other famous cases in which this kind of computer searching has been used against somebody in a courtroom. And it hasn't necessarily worked out in a conviction. And
right.
Casey Anthony would be one prime example of that.
Yeah.